mind one thought at a time. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Mind Online Empowering Women series. This is Jess. Good evening, Akina. How are you doing tonight?
Well, Jessica, this is a great day, and I am so excited about the topic today. I actually scoped about it, so all of my listeners are ready and willing and able to listen and get some great tips. So tell us what we're going to be talking about today.
You know, I am so excited about this call. I am so passionate about this because it's interesting because this is the S word we're talking about tonight is something that I don't have in my life anymore. I'm really excited about that. But it's something that really had a profound hold over me for a very, very long time. And it is my prayer that someone on this call really just gets tonight what we're talking about. Because if you get it, it's just absolutely going to change your life, like truly, truly going to change your life. You know, tonight we're going to be joined by someone who's just truly, truly amazing. This person is a licensed professional counselor. She is a coach to women, and she specializes in something called stress. Now, I don't know if you have any stress in your life. Now, if you do not have any stress in your life, if you have absolutely nothing to worry about, no stress going on, no health problems, relationship problems, nothing you're worried about, hang up the phone. This podcast absolutely will not benefit you if you have no stress in your life. Now, if you have stressors in your life, you're going to benefit from this call. And, you know, we all do have stressors in your life. I'm kind of joking around when I say I don't have stress. I choose to react in a powerful way to the things that are stressing me out. But, you know, we all have stress in our lives. So everyone tonight is going to benefit from this call as we bring on someone who's really, truly amazing. This person is a practice in Raleigh, North Carolina. It is the Lotus Holistic Healing, as well as an online practice. And she's joining us tonight to teach us how to overcome stress, especially as women, as business owners, and as people who have really chosen to live great lives. So it is a privilege and honor to bring LaToya Nelson onto the call tonight. Welcome, LaToya.
Hello, ladies. Thank you so much for having me.
No, it is really our privilege and honor. So stress, I mean, man, right, this is the word that, like, no one ever wants to hear and talk about, but it plays such a major role in our life, and especially as women, it tends to paralyze us, right? You know, I'm thankfully no longer there in my life where I would be paralyzed by stress, but I can tell you that, you know, in my earlier years, even as I remember really even to the point, even before as a kid, as in my teenage years, but even to the point of college when stress was so overwhelming for me, I remember going to my doctor and I remember telling her, I just feel like there's something on my chest, like a weight, and it felt physical, it felt real, like it actually physically it had a huge impact on my body. And women, we carry stress with us, and it prevents us from really accessing our greatness. And I just want you to elaborate tonight for everyone, you know, how this is impacting their lives and what they can do about it.
Yeah, stress is a big, big factor in our lives these days. And I think what you're experiencing as far as the physical symptoms are so real. Oftentimes it's those physical symptoms that people key in on first. And it is the pain that you have. It's, you know, the feeling like you're fatigued all the time, you're tired. And what it is essentially it boils down to a choice. You know, life is happening to us day in and day out. And we either make that choice to acknowledge it and move past it, or we make that choice to kind of dwell there. And I find that women during different stages of their life encounter different stress. Your stress when you're 20 isn't necessarily the same stress that you have in your 30s, your 40s, or your 50s. But a big piece of that is the awareness and the acknowledgement piece that it is going to happen. You can't outrun it.
Well, that is, that's a good point. That's definitely a good point. You know, when, you know, a lot of people think that they can outrun it or they can dodge it, they can move around it, but really all, you know, we really do have to face it because, you know, it can get bottled up. What do you do when you have a client that has so much bottled up stress that they don't know which way to go to try to tame it? What is your first step to helping them?
Well, usually I like to say that that person can't necessarily see the forest for the trees. She's so deep in that, you know, she thinks that if I can just do this one thing, you know, everything will be all right. Or if I can just make enough money or make the right decision or meet the right person, that things will be, you know, fine and dandy. And really we work on the first piece of awareness, of understanding kind of where her stress is coming from and what her stress style is. I like to say that there's really two basic ways that you react to stress. You either, one, shut down completely, or I call this speed up, where you just go, 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 go. You do everything you can. You do it as fast as you can. You move and you try to kind of outrun the stress. And once you figure out which of those two you are, it's a lot easier to figure out what the next step is to take. So in the instance of if you shut down and you get more depressed, you stay in the bed more often, you are at home, you stop interacting with others, at that point you know that you need to recognize those red flags and then put things into place, whether it's setting up an appointment with or a meeting with your best friend to kind of bring yourself out of that, something where you know you'll have to go to. Whether it's setting up an appointment to get your nails done, something that will help you feel better, uplift you, and kind of rock you out of that negative mindset. And I think if you do the other, if you try to outrun stress, something that allows you to slow down and really feel what you're feeling is going to be best for you. Ultimately, you want to get to the point where you are recognizing what is happening right now. And being mindful of where you currently are, not focused on what is going to happen or what has happened in the past, but focus really on what's happening to you right at this moment.
You know, I love what you're talking about. And, you know, it's so true. What we tend to stress is not actually about the present moment. I mean, truthfully, if we really experience, like, life in the moment, we realize that there's usually nothing in the present moment that is actually wrong, right? Typically, when we experience stress, it's a fear, which is something we create. It's not actually real, right? We're afraid of something that hasn't happened and may or may not happen. And if it happens, it may or may not actually be good. And it's something that we create, this emotion that we create. And I like to say, well, if we create it, it means that we're choosing it. And so, you know, and Latoya, like, tell me if you agree, and maybe you do, and, you know, if you have a different perspective, please share it. But, you know, I truly believe from the bottom of my heart that stress, to some degree, is something that we choose in our lives, and it may be consciously, it may be subconsciously. And I think typically it is subconsciously, because who really wants to be stressed out, right? It's not a positive emotion in the sense it doesn't feel good. Right, no emotions are really positive or negative, but it doesn't feel good. It doesn't really have great consequences, and yet so many people choose to create stress, that they choose to come from a place of stress rather than a place of power, and stress negates a place of power. So for me, you know, if you're coming from a place of stress, you're blocking all of your blessings, because it doesn't go hand in hand, right? You can't operate from a place of power and a place of abundance and love and also from a place of stress. You know, stress is fear of the unknown, and being abundant is being from clear and right and clear and having faith and certainty. So, you know,
I totally agree.
Yeah, if you could elaborate a little bit more about that and stress being a choice, I'd be so grateful.
Yes, I totally think it's a choice. I do think we make that choice both consciously and subconsciously. I think that after you've been in stressful situations, a lot of times that becomes your new normal. And you've learned and have taught yourself how to function so well in stressful situations that when you're not in a stressful situation, that becomes to feel weird. I think that oftentimes we live in a society where it's kind of the busy epidemic. If you're busy, if you're doing stuff, if you don't have, you know, time, if you're rushing, then you're successful and you're productive. And we really tie stress to something positive, where in actuality, stress really leads to some serious physical symptoms, physical and mental illnesses, such as heart attacks, anxiety attacks, depression. All those are linked to stress. And it's so easy for us to say, well, you know, I'm stressed out, so that means I'm important, that means I'm busy, that means I'm productive and powerful, when in actuality, you're really taking a toll on your body. And I think by making the decision each and every day to say that stress is okay, you know, we are doing that damage to our body day in and day out, and then after a while, it's, you've made that decision, it's your normal, and you don't know what it looks like to not be stressed. And that, I think, is really where the trouble becomes, because relearning that and understanding that coming from a power of gratitude, of relaxation, of peacefulness, is just as powerful as we feel when we're stressed and busy and productive. It's really, it's just as powerful, if not more powerful, to get stuff done when you're clear-headed, when you're not rushed, when you're not stressed out.
That's a good point. You know, can you give us a couple of tips that we could start on if we were, you know, overly stressed to bring us down, you know, to bring a little bit more clarity? Can you give us a few tips? I know most people have, you know, a 3-step program or 5-step program. Let us know a couple of those so that we can get started.
Sure. I think first, if you're in the midst of stress, if you're stressed out right now, the first thing you want to do is bring yourself back down to center yourself and to be mindful of where you are right at this moment is to look at your senses. And that essentially is, what do you smell right now? What do you hear right now? What are you looking at? What colors do you see? That's going to get you in the moment. You know, what are you feeling on your skin? By figuring out what those senses are, those bring you right smack dab to where you are right now, out of the future, out of the past, and really into the moment. So that's my first step if you're in the midst of stress. Next, I would say really become aware of what your current stressors are, whether it's people, whether it's places, or it's things. And just knowledge truly is power. So being aware of what is stressing you out can help you to avoid those things in the future, whether it's a matter of you need to change your place of employment, whether, you know, there's certain people that you associate with that aren't quite positive and create stress in your life, whether it's certain situations that you need to change. Becoming aware of those things can really go a long way to avoiding those. The next step would be to build a positive support system. When you're dealing with stress in life, you always want somebody who's going to be there to uplift you, and really evaluating who you have in your life that helps and then those that hinder can go a long way in you knowing who you need to go to when things get to be too much, when, you know, things are overwhelming. You know exactly who to go to keep you uplifted. And I think the last one that I have, the major tip, is to factor in some what I call daily nurture time. And for me, that looks like meditation, prayer, affirmations, yoga, and Reiki. That's my nurture time. That's something that nurtures my soul, because I know that when my soul is nurtured, I am a lot more open to the beautiful things in life and a lot less focused on what isn't going right. And it's so much easier to come from a powerful, grateful place when you've nurtured your soul and filled your cup up than when you haven't done that and you're just kind of going, going, going. So those are my tips to help you really come out of stress. You know, I definitely advocate for meditation, prayer, alone time. I'm a lover and believer of yoga as far as helping you become aware, insightful. I think your day should definitely include some type of physical activity to get your body moving. You know, once you really take care of yourself and focus on what you're doing to feed yourself, at that point, you're able to attack the world from a totally different place when things come at you, and it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I'm a runner, LaToya, and I certainly advocate, like, physical activity and exercise, and I also do yoga and meditation. I do those things every day. I meditate twice a day every day. Sometimes even if I'm having a stressful day, and I use that word, I'll meditate three times in a day, midday. I often find a, 3-minute, 5-minute visualization in the middle of a day that when I'm having one of those wall-kicking moments can really be powerful. It can instantly just transform my mood and my energy, my vibrational energy, in a very powerful way. You know, for me, and there's a really physical component of stress. And like you said, physical activity is really great. And honestly, I'm not a scientist, so I can't, and I'm not going to sit here and proclaim I can explain exactly how it works, but I do know that when we're working out, when we're exercising, and when we're meditating, that our brain is releasing dopamine, it's releasing endorphins that help us to feel good and help our bodies to cope with stress on a cellular level. And I think that it's really important, not only to tackle stress, like you said, from that choice and mindset perspective, but also to take care of yourself physically. And that's a really valuable lesson to learn. Even the foods that we eat can have a really big role. And, science is showing now that even on a mitochondrial level within our cells, that our bodies have a difficulty coping with oxidative stress if we are, putting junk into our bodies, if we're not feeding our bodies with whole and nutritious foods. So I love that. I love how you're talking about this from a holistic perspective. So
yes, I think it's so important to really take care of yourself. And I think especially as women, we have so many multiple roles in society these days, and one of them is taking care of the children and being that example. And I think when we do set those, healthy habits, everyone in our life really changes. Because even the small things that we do, folks are watching, whether it's your best friend, whether it's your mother, a family member. We may not, be privy to the fact that they're watching, but people are watching how we, respond to certain things, including stress. And they take those tips from us and utilize them in their life. So it's important to know that you may be doing this for yourself, but you really are impacting your community and those around you just by setting that example.
Go ahead, Akina. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, please, Jess.
Yeah, I just wanted to share, it's interesting because in the beginning of the call, I had said, okay, well, I don't experience stress anymore. And, into a extent, right, I was joking, and to an extent, it's actually true. So I do, obviously, like many people, I have stressors that come up in my life, right? There's, issues in relationships. There's phone calls I may not be excited to make. There's health things that come up. There's financial things that come up, right? So there's all these things that may be perceived as stressful to some people. But I can tell you that I've chosen to act from a place of power, of certainty, a place of trust, to say that, hey, you know what, I believe that all things and wherever I am at any given point in my life, it's where I'm supposed to be. And it's here because it's where I'm ordained to be by God, and that this is where I'm supposed to be right now. And because I believe that God is in all things and that wherever we are is led by Him, that I believe that there's greatness in every situation, that there's an opportunity to learn from every situation, and that ultimately everything's going to be okay. We've been following this podcast for the last, year and a half. We've been doing it right, I think it's a year and a half now that we've been doing our podcast. Yeah, 151 episodes. You'll know that I've made some drastic changes. Akina has also made some drastic changes in her life, and I've made drastic changes in my life. For me, I decided to become a full-time entrepreneur with absolutely no income coming in. And okay, that could be perceived as a very stressful moment. But attest to this and let everybody know, because I want them to know it's possible. When Akina and I first met, I was stressed out all the time. I was always concerned and worried, and Akina can tell you, I was no fun to be around because I was constantly worried about, what was going to happen. I always, was concerned about an outcome. And when you get connected with who you are and what your vision is and what your purpose is, and you realize that we live in this amazing, abundant world, that everything turns out okay, that, you know, that we're safe, that we're protected, we're supported, that we're loved, and we have the power to do anything and be anything, then, you know, stress tends to just disappear. Now, the stressors never go away. And Latoya, I know that you can, you know, agree to this, right? The stressors never go away. But just because we have stressors in our life doesn't mean we need to choose to react to creating stress in our bodies and in our minds. You know, we can choose to look in the face of things that would be perceived as stressful and just claim with certainty, I know I'm going to be okay because I am safe, I am powerful, I'm abundant, and I live in this amazing world, and I'm going to create from my place of power. And that when you are 100% clear on that, when you act from a place of intention, and Wayne Dyer calls it intention, he says that there's this force field outside of us that exists, and that we have access to at all times. And that, you know, when people who are connected to their source, and he calls them sorcerers, not witches, and you know, but sorcerers in the sense we're connected to God, that we don't stress, that people like us don't stress. And the reason we don't stress is because we ultimately know what the outcome is going to be. And we don't require that it looks the way that we want it to look. We just trust it's going to be good. And, you know, Akina, I know that you can attest to my shift in understanding and thinking and through my journey. And that's really what this podcast has all been about. It's been our journey and sharing our journey. You know, and Latoya, I know you can, you know, what do you think of that? Like, what do you think of the idea that, like I said, that we choose stress, and I know you said earlier believe that, but that we can actually have stressors and choose something different.
Yes, I totally believe that. I mean, I definitely think stress is going to happen either way. You know, I don't think anyone necessarily goes through life and everything's just a bed of roses. I think things happen in your day, be it something as small as someone cutting you off and, you know, on the road, or a death in the family. Something is going to happen that does cause you to go from a happy place to a not so good place. I think, though, that we do, day in and day out, make the decision, the conscious choice to decide if this is going to, you know, take hold and we're going to run with it in a negative way, or if we're, for lack of a better phrase, going to see the bright side of what's happening and pull the positive out, no matter how hard that may be. I think it's a complete choice, and you really have to wake up each day and set the intention that no matter what happens today, my choice is A, B, and C. You know, my choice is to be positive, to be happy, to see the joy, to see the good, and to act in a way that exudes confidence, that is positive, where I touch the lives of others in a great way. You know, I wake up each morning with the intention of abundance for all, for prosperity and happiness for all, because I know that throughout the day I'm going to touch lives that I don't even know I've touched. And I want them to leave feeling powerful, feeling happy. But I also know that I want to feel powerful and happy too. And a piece of that is me feeling that way, and that's what I put out there. So it's really important to understand that stressors are going to happen either way. Some we expect, some we don't expect. You mentioned the example of a telephone call that you may not want to make. You know, you would expect that to potentially be a stressor, depending on how the call may or may not go. But each and every day we have stressors that we don't expect at all that blindside us. But we still have that moment where we can sit down with ourselves and say, how am I going to react to this? Because you always have a choice. You always have a choice. And I think that's the most important piece, is to understand the power that you have in the situation, that life doesn't necessarily happen to you. You react to life. And coming from that powerful place, you really have to make the decision of what you're going to do, and then be okay with the decision that you choose, because you may not choose to be calm. You may choose stress at that point. But you have to also have an element of self-forgiveness from those times that you have chosen stress, understanding why you chose that and deciding to make a different choice.
Wow. You know, that is powerful. That is powerful. And I want to ask a question because, you know, this might be on a lot of people's minds. I know this has been a family trait of myself. So I've always was told, oh, you know, stress is always going to happen, you know, you just roll with it. Can you tell us some of the dangers that we may not know about just letting it roll, not doing anything about it? Can you tell us some of the dangers of the stress that we're putting ourselves in if we just roll with it?
Yeah, you can only just roll with it for so long before your body kind of lets you know that you've been rolling too long. Oftentimes, folks experience headaches. They experience stomach aches, indigestion. Folks who have high levels of stress also have high instances of depression, anxiety, and hypertension. You know, stress literally can kill you. It leads to heart attacks. Just letting it roll can cause you to have trouble sleeping. It can cause rifts in your relationship with your children and your loved ones. It can cause issues at work. It can cause skin conditions, hair loss. I mean, really, stress takes a toll on your whole body from the inside out. And really, that's your body telling you, hey, something's wrong. We need to address this. Stress is linked with obesity. Oftentimes when you're stressed, you don't eat so well. You may overeat. You eat the wrong thing. And then all of a sudden, it's as if it's a domino effect. And before you know it, folks try to put a Band-Aid on an open wound. And really, it's how you handle life. You know, you're not taking enough time for yourself. So oftentimes, I see women who think, well, you know, I'm stressed out. That's normal. But then when I ask them, you know, have you been sick a lot lately? Because you have a low immune system and increased sickness when you're stressed out. How much sleep are you getting at night? And really it's an aha moment when they're like, oh, my body's been telling me that I need to do better. And it really is that awakening moment. And I think to speak on the piece of stress is hereditary, I don't think that stress is hereditary. I think that from our family, we learn how to handle things, and you learn those coping skills from your family. I think that piece is what's passed down, and it's easier for families to say, or, you know, parents or loved ones to say, well, you know, I was stressed and I did A, B, and C. And if you're hearing that as a child, when you get to be an adult, you think, okay, well, my mom handled her stress by doing A, B, and C. I'll keep doing that. And that's often what we pass down generationally, is these ways of coping. So I definitely think that stress being a generational thing is something that needs to be relearned. I think the way we deal and cope with stress is generational. And sometimes we have to have someone in our family that just decides to do something different and say, hey, you can also deal with it this way, and this is what I found effective.
Well, I love that. And, you know, it's really so powerful to know that even if, you know, something that we've been taught, we've learned from a young age, even something that appears passed down, that we have the absolute, you know, God-given power to change. And I think that's so great. You know, we're almost at that point where we need to close our call down, and I know we've learned so much great information already today. But Latoya, if there was one kind of takeaway you can give our audience, what would that be?
My takeaway would be for your audience to wake up tomorrow morning, look themselves in the mirror, and say out loud that I make a different choice today. I think doing that in the morning, it may seem a little weird and odd, but I think setting that intention each day and really looking at yourself in the mirror and saying it out loud is so powerful, and that will set the tone for the rest of the day and make different decisions. I really want your audience to know how powerful they are and how important their words and their decisions are in their everyday life and how they can impact their life. Just that easy, by setting different intentions and saying different things to themselves.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, what a really powerful way to end the call, but letting your audience know that it's a choice and that they can choose something different today. So that's wonderful. Now, Latoya, thank you so much for being on our call and sharing so generously with our audience.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the time and opportunity.
Absolutely. It was really our pleasure. And if anyone really was touched by what you said today and wanted to reach out to you and you know, formulate that relationship and really just take control their lives, get rid of stress in their lives altogether, you know, how could they reach you in your practice?
Well, they can visit my website at latoyanelson.com. If they're in the Triangle area, North Carolina, I have a private practice here, Love Holistic Healing. And they can also email me at latoyanelsonlpc@gmail.com. I'm more than happy to assist them in any way that I can.
Well, awesome. Thank you for sharing the information. And Akeena, is there anything you wanted to add tonight before we close our call down?
Oh, yes, definitely. Thank you so much, Latoya, for being on the show. And if anything that Latoya said tonight resonated with you, please come to Change Your Minds Online and catch the replay. And you can also catch us on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and, of course, YouTube. So thank you so much tonight, Latoya.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And, you know, I personally end the call the same way every night. Just let our audience know we love you. We are so thankful for you. And I'm just really, every day I do this call, I say this, but, you know, every day I say it, but it seems true and true. I'm just so humbled and I feel so blessed and honored to really be part of everyone's journey. So God bless you. Make it a really, really powerful week. You know, we love you. We're so excited to do this for you guys and be with you, and we will see you next week on our Sunday night call. Have a great night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.